I asked my Spanish teacher, why are Spanish people so passionate? And she was like, ¿por qué no? Which means, why not?
Yeah.
And I that has been in my head for like 2 weeks now. I don't know why.
Why not?
Why not? Why not be passionate?
But they're passionate about everything, right?
They just...
But my question is, but why? And I know, like, yeah, I get why not. Like, yes, okay, fine, yes, you can. Yeah. But
you're gonna feel. Why? You gotta feel.
Yeah. Like, imagine, like, yeah, Ethan, what do you want for breakfast?
But and I
you're
think,
like, and you're like,
no, but I also think that they're callous in like things that we would be like, oh my god, that matters. And I think that they're like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then when something like really matters, they're like, no. Or, you know.
¿Por qué no?
You know.
Like, but why?
Like, no, but I think that...
No, I get, no, I get that. Like, I suppose...
When it comes to the matters of the heart.
Yeah, I suppose it's how we also get really... We get really... not entertained. What's the fucking word? We get really emotional when we talk about, like, the stuff that we talk about on the podcast, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It being...
Like Krispy not, Kremes, not like, I got double charged for Krispy Kremes.
Dude,
like,
when I say emotional, I don't mean sad. Hello, you're like, oh, Krispy Kreme, bro, I got them again. Like, that's actually something to be sad about because flipped it. The April was not great, hey? Okay, April was great. However, it was just...
I expected it to be better.
It was just so much stuff that happened in April.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many... Why are there so many public holidays in April, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so many. Why? It's ridiculous. I could not keep up. You know, I didn't actually get to have a public holiday.
What was there?
Dude, let me get my calendar on. I will literally tell you every single one that we've had. But because of that, there were like long weekends and eating donuts and drinking and going away. Mm. And I felt like I didn't really get a break. I didn't really experience those public holidays. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just so busy that there wasn't... any...
Oh yeah, I was away on the...
Yeah, you're away. Oh. So like, you didn't really experience them, but you're also away. So flip you, bro.
What in Joburg?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
I was, dude. If
it wasn't
if
that bad.
It's
nice. It's nice.
You saying that now? Did somebody like call you out?
What?
Never mind. Sorry, I'm just trying to find my stupid calendar. But welcome back, everyone.
Yeah,
this
welcome
is
to a new episode of High and Dry with your host, Juice. Sometimes fucks up the mic, Ethan
Goldberg,
along with my friend and co-host,
Zeno Roder. How's everyone doing? We hope you're well. We hope you're safe. I can't find my flipping calendar on my phone.
Yeah, he has been really struggling with this.
I am struggling so much, and it's my phone, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
can't you just...
Oh, there we go. Finally. Okay.
Why don't you just search and then type in calendar?
So there's Good Friday, right? And then there's Easter.
Okay.
And then Monday was also public holiday because of Easter. And then the following week, we had Thursday off, I think.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Easter.
Oh, no. No, that's not true.
The month, April. April
people
month.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, then we had Tuesday off, I think. On one Freedom Day, we had Freedom Day. And then people like taking off and stuff during all these time periods because like they were like cashing in on those public holidays to get extra long weekends. But yeah, like it just didn't feel like it. I might have over exaggerated how many public holidays there are in April. I think
there was
three.
Yeah, that's it really had an impact on you, bro.
Yeah.
A Spanish person would be like, ¿por qué no? Like
¿por qué no? But you see what I mean. You see what I mean. But yeah, this. Yeah. Anyway. It's true though. Mm. It is true. Like, why we do get passionate about stuff, and
that
we should.
Yeah,
know?
That we should, and then shouldn't.
And shouldn't. Like,
and like, and maybe that's. Yeah.
If we consider like how passionate you get about playing games, you know.
Or how passionate people get about. Their coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care
I don't get
that
it.
Much.
No offense. Like, if you're a coffee lover, like, great. I prefer hot chocolate.
Yeah, I do. I way prefer hot chocolate.
And also the same thing with people who enjoy beer so much. Like they do like beer fest and things.
Right. I did have a really good, actually quite good cappuccino at Bootleggers the other day.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually pretty good.
I think I've been to Bootleggers like 2 or 3 times. I always order the hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot chocolate. God, man, hot chocolate's the fucking best, man.
It's so stupid. Dude, how good it is.
I remember traveling to Rome.
Yeah.
Fucking every morning I would have a Nutella croissant and hot chocolate, and they would, the way that they would do it.
Okay.
What?
No, it's just go, can't continue.
And the hot chocolate, and the way they would do it, they would take 2 slabs of like thick chocolate, just melt it.
Oh. And then like you dip your dude, that is
every morning.
That is disgustingly gross.
What?
I mean, wait, sorry. I used two, that was
that's not what I meant. Dude, it tasted like what do you think?
No, that's not what I meant. I was supposed to disgustingly good.
Yeah.
Right? And I said gross at the end instead. Yeah. Anyway. Mm. No, that sounds great. It sounds amazing. It sounds like diabetes.
It was like a, and it's funny. It's cool because it's like a, just a small little cafe. There's like three. There's like three tables, and it's just like this old dude, and it's just in this like little, I don't even know, box.
Yeah.
Box in the middle of like a building that's easily thousands of years old. Like, like no problem, and it's just, and you're having a Nutella croissant.
Were you sure it was Nutella?
Yeah. You're no, sure. No, 100% sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
in Italy, Nutella's like, eh. Like,
no, because the thing is, like, if I go to Italy and they serve Nutella, I'm just like, I mean, Italy, though. Mm. Like, shouldn't I be served, like, better chocolate?
Italy aren't really known for chocolate.
I know they aren't, but I don't know why I feel like.
Hey, you have Italy a problem against Nutella, bro. What's up? What are you?
So sweet. Like it can get very like.
I find like the knockoff ones are like sweeter.
No, they are. Like Nutella is like a bar.
Mm.
Like they've set a bar of like what like smooth chocolate should be, but I feel like even there it's like too sweet. Maybe I just eat too much of it.
You always eat too much
Nutella.
I remember one of my friends always having just, you know, white bread that's like. Is very white. like aggressively white bread.
Like, they don't where make
it's like
brown
almost see-through. It's like you're seeing the brown Nutella underneath.
it's a racist factory. They don't make any brown bread.
Yeah. All the black people are at the bottom. the sandwich between. Oppressed from both sides.
Oppressed Nutella bread. Okay, cool. Anyway, you're saying.
And it would just... And it would be cut into these like cubes. And I remember whenever he would give me one, and I would like, he would give me one every now and again, not all the time. But, and he would have, he would have the best lunches and shit. And I would always be like, can I have, but he would have a small amount.
I must ask you, was this in high school or primary school?
Primary school, dude. Okay. No way. Okay. People in high school are not giving people shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
No, it's just, there's always that one kid though. In primary school, they had the best lunches.
It just had small amounts of it that was so irritating to me because I would like look at the one and I would be like,
yeah,
I could easily eat and consume everything in your lunch.
But you don't. There's always that one kid though that had the best lunch, and it made you feel bad about yourself as a primary school goer. You know, like that was like the first time that I realized that. This is what depression feels like.
Yeah.
There's like moped around after going to lunch, and I'm not eating ever again. I'm never gonna bring lunch to school. I don't feel like this. I don't want to feel like this ever again.
Oh wait. When you judge your own lunch.
Yeah, I would like judge my own lunch, and I'm like this.
No, I would also be like, Mom.
Like, you need to be giving me some chocolate, bro. Like, I need a bar of chocolate. My
dude,
lunch.
I need
a muffin. Like,
I would
give me something.
So rarely get sweets from my.
I would never get sweets.
School.
I would never get sweets.
I would get like one or two a year.
If I had done something. Yeah.
No. If I had had a long day.
Yeah.
And like I was going to go to a cricket match and then someone's house, then it'd be more food.
Okay.
That's about it.
No, the sweetest
but
thing.
But then that sweet thing is just like a Cocoa Pops bar.
No, dude. The sweetest thing that I've gotten in my lunch was the juice box. That was the sweetest item in my lunch in primary school. I never got a packet of Oreos. I didn't think my parents knew that stuff existed.
I remember getting a packet of Oreos in grade 3, and it pushed me through to the end. For sure. No, I'm being serious.
What packet?
Yeah, no, I swear
the entire year you just ate, like, nibbled off, like, a piece of Oreo? Just one packet?
Dude, I'll tell you this, bro. There have been I didn't like school when I was growing up.
No.
No, really?
Really, bro?
Primary school. But, however. There'd be times where I...
went to school just for the Oreos.
No. Whoa.
You just go to school because you knew you were getting Oreos.
Because my friend had the Oreos. No, that's not what I'm saying, bro. Because I knew, you know, Kyle's going to have those Oreos. No, it's not. I knew no one named Kyle. I just chucked out a random name. No, but sometimes from... you get back from a holiday or at the end of the holiday and you've left the lunchbox from the last day of school.
But a holiday.
From the term before.
Oh, yeah. Leaving your lunchbox at school, bro.
Good. Couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That little sandwich. Because at the end of the day,
yeah,
we would go home like at like 1 or 12 or something like super early, like on the last day of term.
Yeah.
My parents would still give me the same amount of lunch. And then I'd be like, cool, I'm home though. So I'm going to make some. Well, I'm going to have some.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Why do I go back to, as a kid, why do I go back to my bag when I don't need to? Like,
I've left my lunchbox at school in my bag.
You know what?
And like, it's just
June holidays.
Yeah, like, after the holidays. Yeah. And you come back and you're like, right.
June and end of year.
End of year as well. No, 100%.
Woo!
I remember back in primary school, somebody had left their lunchbox, right? And our teacher found it, right? And he was like, we are going to be doing an experiment with this. We're going to see how long it's going to take for mold to grow on it. And we did exactly that.
Yeah.
And then
the dude's like, can I have my Tupper?
Tupperware? Can I please have my Tupperware, man?
Yeah, actually, I remember that happening. And then like suddenly my thing is just sitting there. And I'm like, but I want that, my thing.
And you know, there's also a cupboard. Somewhere there that has everyone's old lunchboxes that were cleaned and put away. Did you not have something like that?
Yeah. No.
No?
No. Which primary school did you go to?
The one up the road, bro. I forgot the name. Auburn House.
Oh, is it up the road?
It's like up the road. It's like a 5-minute drive.
Yeah, that's not up the road in Cape Town, though. 5-minute drive is...
If it's up the road, it should be a walking distance.
Nearly half of Cape
Town. It should be walking distance. Yeah, no, it's in Weinberg, Kenilworth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you went to where?
Grove.
Oh, yeah. 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 How the flip did we meet, bro?
High school.
There's a Japanese story that says that we are all predestined to meet, right? And the story goes along the lines of we are all connected by red strings.
Can you say this in a Japanese accent though, so I can get the full effect? Yes, thank you.
I don't think I can.
Come on, man. It's a podcast, bro.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Be fun.
We are all connected by red strings.
Oh.
That tie us together. We are destined to meet those who we meet. The strings cannot bend, twist, or get curled up, but they can break. You can sever your... I can't.
Nice. That was good.
But, yeah, you can...
A for effort, bro.
Thanks, man.
S for effort.
S for effort? Because it's better than A?
No, Japanese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, boy!
I don't know why they have that. Why do they have
because
that?
Because it's...
Dude, I'm about to find out a fact that I've been wanting to know since I was 8. Playing Sonic the Hedgehog games.
Know,
I'm like,
you
what
don't
the
know why.
A? A, but it's not golden.
Why is it an S? Why is it an S? Makes no sense.
Why
I'm gonna check now.
You don't know?
I don't know. Japanese S ranking Y. Literally, that's what I'm. Porque nani?
No.
Nani?
Nani? What are the other words that you can use in with nani? Nandeskra. Like something like that, right? What do they say?
Nandeskra.
Is it like that?
Yeah.
Sounds like that.
Oh, that's actually quite interesting. So, I don't know how to pronounce it. I may butcher it.
We're already a bit deep now, huh?
Yeah, that is true. So the schooling system awards the S for overachieving students.
Oh, wow.
Right? So, over and above A's. So, like, A's, you're 90 to 95%.
Yeah.
And the S is over that.
Wow.
And the overachieving students receive a grade called SHU.
I think it's just a language thing.
Yeah. And it means exemplary.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. That's the reason.
Bro, I'm chasing those S's in Dragon Ball, bro.
Yeah, boy.
Tell you that. Overachieving that game.
Yeah. Wow, other okay. People are saying like, oh no, it means superb or super. It's like, no, it means exemplary.
I always thought
in
like
Japanese.
I was literally like always like Superman.
Superb.
Super. Like the super. Nice. Yeah. Super. Super.
Dragon Ball.
Hajime. Oh god, dude, fucking love
Japanese
it.
Is so cool.
It's so cool, man. Dude.
My favorite yeah. thing to say is mendokse. So
wait, what does that mean?
What a drag.
Mendokse. Huh.
Mendokse.
But
you know who says it a lot? Who? Like one of my favorite characters is Shikamaru. Shikamaru says it so much.
What does it mean again?
Such a drag.
Such a drag. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Mendokse.
Yeah. What were we talking about before? Oh, the The red strings that ties everybody together.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was just like, it's like quite a, like I love like Eastern, Mid Eastern like stories and stuff.
Mm.
I find them more interesting than Western stuff. Mm. I think it's because everything's the same.
It's also
the same.
Yeah.
But
the thing is that there's also a similarity in the way that it happens.
The thing is with
everything with Western, with Eastern, there's always like a human experience.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Which is great. It just sucks that it's not pushed.
Yeah.
You know? And it's weird because you get like adaptations and stuff, and it's because it's so different, and it gets weird when you start going like you don't know about Eastern stuff. It's like, well, how am I supposed to and like how do I do it now in that it's a not a way of me being pretentious.
Yeah. Because the thing.
You know what I mean?
Because when you experience stuff, it's not because you've chosen to do that. You've not chosen to experience the stuff that you've experienced in the very beginning of your life. You are exposed because of the things that people come and show you, right, and put you in front of and push you to do stuff. Like, if you had your own choice, but if school wasn't a thing, your parents wouldn't take you to school, you know? Like So it's like the same with like TV and shows and stuff. Like, if you didn't experience it as a kid,
yeah.
That's not on you.
Right.
And no one can judge you for that. But what I was wanting to say is that the year that I was at university, we did film studies. And it was quite interesting to see the perspective of Middle Eastern culture being influencing Western shows and stuff.
Mm.
It's
really weird.
So, dude, it's actually crazy because like the amount of influence that Western culture has on Eastern culture, not Eastern cultures, sorry, just movies. Just when I say Eastern culture and Western culture, I mean movies.
Entertainment.
And entertainment. Like, it is huge. Like, there's a flipping Bollywood in India. They literally call it, they've named it after Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, like, if that's not influence, then what is?
it's so strange. But Hollywood is fuck, bro. It is weird.
Yeah.
That's such a weird... I think it's gonna crumble though.
Hollywood?
Yeah, like the idea of.
And you know why? It's because technology is improving. People are actually finding means to actually promote themselves and their content online. Why do you need producers?
Studios?
Yeah, people are making their own makeshift studios. Yeah. The only difference is that the big studios, the big names and stuff, have lots of money.
People getting money.
And that's fine, but the thing is, like, there are YouTube channels and things that have great content.
Yeah,
might not be
and people that and could guarantee a set audience.
Yeah.
to make a my budget on a production of yours or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, fuck them. That's fine. Fuck them.
Did you know there was speaking of movies, there was actually a Pinocchio movie that came out, like a real life Pinocchio.
Whoa!
That came out last year. No one knew about it.
Was it
it's up for like a global what's it called? Not a Grammy.
Emmy? No, not Emmy. Golden Globe.
Golden Globe. I think it's up for two Golden Globes or something. Mm. No one's fucking heard of it.
That sucks.
I was like, oh, this.
But that also shows you how bullshit Golden Globes are.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. No. Well, not. I'm glad that they're getting recognition.
Yeah.
But like.
Let me do a quick check.
We be Googling today, bro.
Be Googling.
We be Googling. Golden, we be finding out shit.
Globe. Pinocchio.
I'm smoking this fucking thing.
Yeah, it was an Italian film.
Oh.
Released last year, December. Or early December.
If you had to go to a place in Italy, which would have been?
It was Pozzini and Pinocchio.
Oh, cool.
Lossien. Don't know how to say this. But anyway, yeah, so that's up for a Golden Globe. Nice, well done. Well done to them. I suppose that's why we didn't really experience it, because it was Italian.
Yeah.
But, oh, dude, some flipping European movies are really good. Like,
they're good movies.
What I like about them is that they aren't Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, the thing about
it's
Hollywood,
just a break.
The Hollywood,
just like a refreshing.
Yeah, it's so refreshing.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood is always about like love and comedy and action, and I'm just like, okay, cool. We've seen this a lot of the European shows that I've.
But it's not even that, because they. Because the European ones have love, comedy,
no,
all of that.
They do, but
what
they tackle like deeper stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot more about the individual.
Yeah.
I feel,
and they mess with your mind, like not mess with it, but like they make you question yourself and the actions that the characters are making.
Dude.
And it's like. Yeah. Like, would you kill this person? Like, like, should they? Like, why are they? Like, and it's like they even tackle societal norms and stuff, but like very differently. It's interesting, and I love it. That's why I enjoy watching.
Consider European? Do you is it like Czech or Russian? You know, what kind of? What do you mean by European?
Very general.
Would Spain be in Europe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
Italy?
Is. Yeah. Yeah.
So things like
The movies that I'm thinking about are majority French and Italian.
Mm.
But I think those are probably the most popular overseas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
there's a decent amount on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Kind of slowly creeping out.
Yeah. I haven't watched a few. There is one that I really want to watch, which sounds quite interesting. I can't remember exactly what it is, but basically there are different levels in a building and there's a platform that moves down through the entire building. And that platform has food on it.
Yeah.
And it moves from the top to the bottom. And people at the bottom don't get any food.
Right.
Because people eat and at the end. Like
they have the scraps or something.
Yeah. So it's like this buffet of like really good looking food.
And then it goes through society.
Yeah. It's like it's interesting.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's a good, I don't know what, let me just find out what it is so that if anybody does want to watch it.
I watched this one called, you know, fuck man, what was it? It was a Spanish one. Shiza, I can't remember it either, but it was this dude who got like a ad executive, like he just made ads, and he was getting older, you know, he's like moving into like a new society, modern society, and he just couldn't keep up, lost his job, and he got kicked out of his house.
Yeah.
And he starts like following and like kind of ruining the new tenants' lives in that house.
Oh, okay.
He gets like the keys and like slowly like, and then and it was just they set up the beginning so well of like, I understand like getting fired, getting or someone rejecting and you're like down on your luck, you have a family, you have to provide for your family, and then it just twists and it's like, this dude is not okay. You know, sorry.
Did you watch, I can't remember, it's the Chinese film,
Chinese, Korean?
Oh, it was a Korean.
Parasite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Korean? Or was it?
I think it's
Korean. Was it a Korean show?
Yeah.
What movie?
Yeah, I
haven't watched it. It was good. I really want to watch it. The movie that I'm talking about is called The Platform. It's actually called The Platform. It's a Spanish show. Spanish movie. Directed by Galde Gaztelu Urrutia.
God, I was watching some Spanish comedies and they were fucking awful, bro.
Oh yeah, you've taken up Spanish again.
Yeah.
And how's that been going?
We've been.
¿Por qué?
Pero
sí.
Español es muy mal. Y mi gente, cabeza, my head.
Yeah.
Is full por por el mierda. So I know too much. I know too much for my own good, pretty much. That's what I'm saying.
Por el mierda.
Oh, my brain is full of shit. Mierda.
Full of.
I don't know what full of. I don't want to.
Okay.
Is.
Sorry, I was like, port is.
I just I need a
anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
but yeah, no, I get that. Yeah,
I just know too many things. I go like, oh, random things.
Yeah, but
like,
I think
the fucking foundation.
Yeah.
And like,
no, but I think that's better than starting from nowhere.
Yeah.
You know. Like it's great for getting by. It's great for getting by. You know.
I heard a lot. I just heard a lot. I didn't speak much. I retained.
A lot of information.
And
okay.
I've always liked Spanish shows, and I like that shit. Yeah. So I know words, and I can recognize whenever I get talked to, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like the thing is, like that's very similar to how when you speak to me in Spanish, I'm like, oh yeah, Ethan knows great Spanish. But like I understand what you're saying. It's just like when somebody speaks to me in their language, I don't know what it is, but like your flight or fight senses like kick in, and you.
Especially if you I think it's with the tone, but then also, it's like if you've heard it enough, if you've actually just heard how words are formed and stuff, and you've read subtitles,
yeah,
you can enough just that you can get an understanding of what people,
yeah.
I've never had a problem with like someone being like cerveza, and I'm like, yeah, or sí. You know, I remember always understanding what the person meant. Me responding,
that's a different animal.
Different animal.
That was the one thing when learning Spanish was like the biggest thing, was actually finding shows to watch and learn. I remember like scrolling through Netflix, and I was like, oh, this is a great show.
Yeah,
and then I find out that it's Italian or Portuguese.
Dude, and it's so funny because like, at least in Spanish, there's so many regions that they're going like, Izo. And I'm like, what does that mean? I've literally never heard of that.
Mm.
What? That's what sun means. But
what?
But hijo.
No, I get you.
And then I'm like, oh, okay, that's another thing that's just
now you have
weird.
To remember. Now you have to remember that.
You know what it is, though, as well? Yeah. It's like if someone who is Japanese learned English came down here and heard someone from Durban, do you think that they would be able to understand? No.
No.
Dude, Alexa, I'm a kwa va, bro. Like, it's like, huh? Oh, no.
Nani?
This is the worst show. This is the best show.
Yeah. Okay. No, I get that. No, yeah. I get that. I get that. But I remember there was this one show. It was so bad.
Bad shows, huh?
No, like, it was a bad show. No, it was because it was Spanish. It was, like, from like, ages ago. It was, like, from the 90s. Like, no, like, early 2000s. And it was just literally about this guy who was visiting, he was visiting like a dorm or his friend or something, and every single woman wanted to sleep with him. That was the show. That was literally the show, and I was like, "This is so Spanish."
Do you know what?
This is like
sounds like my life.
Wow. Okay.
Not. It's not untrue.
It's not unheard of. Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so funny. Yeah. So I thought that was like, flip. Is this really the type of TV that they watch? Like it was really boring, and it was a comedy, and like it made it even worse. I don't know why. It just made it being a comedy made it worse.
When things are funny and when things are trying to be funny and it's absolutely not funny.
Yeah.
It just makes me angry.
Makes you emotional.
No, it makes me just like...
It makes you emotional. You know? Yeah. Like, because you know this isn't what... There's a standard.
Yeah.
And if no one sticks to it,
yeah.
Society falls apart.
Yeah, dude. Even if you're Spanish, bro, I know that you have a low budget. You may not have the best actors, but that's also the thing with comedy is difficult. If you don't have, like... You know, people who are averse and people who know how to shoot it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And all that stuff. And
yeah.
they also understand timing. And
yeah.
Like comedy, yeah. That's why when you have something that's like really funny, it's like, it kind of gets overlooked because it's like, it's just funny. Like, you know, it's, no one, that's not winning the Golden Globe. That's not winning the Oscar because there's just, again, there's that standard, like a standard of like comedy. And then there's like, this other standard.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, Tropic Thunder will never win a fucking anything. It just won, like, kind of Nickelodeon. Not Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon!
that's
Children's
kids.
Awards.
Like,
Kids' Choice Awards.
You know, like
yeah.
Some kind of random obscure award.
Yeah.
That no one really gives a fuck.
You know, you know what they should do? You know what they should
do?
They should make a Tropic Thunder movie award.
That's like the standard.
Yeah.
Right?
No, like...
2008, bro. I'm telling you.
Maybe that's what they should name the award, 2008.
Yeah, the 2008.
Ooh,
that's nice,
movie
bro.
Award. The 2008 movie award.
We should start that. Let's write that down.
Yeah.
Oh, we just said it on the podcast.
Sorry? Oh. Yeah, we can remember. Like, we said it on the podcast. We remember absolutely nothing for this podcast, but anyway. Yeah, the 2008 Music Award. That's brilliant. So far, who do you think's winning this year's 2008 movie award?
From movies this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Squat Diddly Jack.
I actually haven't watched a comedy movie this year.
Well, it's not a great time for, like...
Comedy.
It's not a great time right now.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Maybe a serious and sad. Maybe a independent show, movie. Would come out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, when was the last
you
good?
You just motherfucking wait, bro.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, I was. When was the last time a good comedy came out? When was the last time? What are you?
That's why it makes me so mad.
Oh, you're getting angry, dude. Either like poking himself in the flipping leg
with
a pen, getting angry with himself. Well, just angry in general. But Flip, what was I saying?
I just broke my pen.
Oh, did you? Your legs are made out of steel. Oh, that's funny. So, what was I saying? Oh, comedy show. When was the last flipping? When was the last show that came out?
Honest, even in terms of animation, there hasn't been that many.
Yeah, but I didn't really watch
Spider-Man. That was it.
That wasn't it wasn't funny though.
No. I'm saying in animation. No, animation and comedy isn't.
No, I'm literally just talking about like last
comedy.
Comedy, bro.
This. to be honest, the things that are like. Dude, I watched Don't Mess with the Zohan. Have you heard that? Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Dude, that was in 2008 too. It really was. Like, that was like the last. Adam Sandler is actually fucking underrated.
Dude, I get so annoyed because he pops up everywhere. He pops up everywhere. In terms of like movies and shows.
On Netflix.
Yeah, especially on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like Adam Sandler is probably the Netflix. Okay, if you want to name like the person who stars in the most shows on Netflix, it's definitely him. Oh, but there's Space Force.
Oh,
did you watch it?
No,
it wasn't too bad.
What was it about?
It was about a new military force that was specific to a new military force of the U.S. that was in space. So you know, like they have the Navy, they have the military.
Steve Carell.
The Steve Carell.
Right, yeah. I need to watch that. Apparently, I wasn't that good, but
I thought it wasn't oh my gosh, this is flipping hilarious. But like, there was some pretty good like comedic elements in it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, yeah. That's
what it.
That's pretty much it.
Like dark days of comedy.
Because the thing is, like, I'm thinking about the shows that were released. Like, yes, there was like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
But that was a series, you know. Yeah, that's it. I feel like that's it. There's, I'm looking. No. If I haven't heard of it, it's probably not that good.
Why?
No offense. So you can't get offended now.
Yeah. Imagine, yeah, because the thing is, Zeno's dialed in.
This is true. I am. I very much am. So, yeah. Imagine a world where you say no offense and people cannot get offended. They can't get offended. Listen, your hair looks so stupid. You should probably cut it off because you're offending everyone. Yeah. No offense.
Yeah. No, you have to say no offense. Your hair, it's kind of shit.
And you can't do anything about it. You like legitimately cannot. You can literally do anything to offend somebody. But if you say no offense, you cannot get offended. What are you doing, dude? No, I'm just loving that you're taking notes, bro.
Watch here, man. Dude, I have over 100 ideas for TikToks.
Oh, really?
I was watching TikToks. I was like, okay, I can make this one funnier. This one funnier. Because that's the whole thing. Is like you copy it. You pretty much copy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then add on one other thing. It's so easy.
Start a TikTok?
Oh. Yeah, we probably should.
Dude, I hate TikTok so much.
I hate Instagram.
Oh, God.
I hate Facebook. I hate it all.
You're right. You're right, bro. Okay. When you're right, you're right. You need to hop on the TikTok wagon.
Sorry, bro.
What's happening? But yeah, so I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I don't know. Do you have anything else you wanna bring to the table? To the couch.
Well, I just want to say this.
To the mic.
I think that we all...
Dude, don't drag this out.
No, I don't want to drag it out. I don't think that we...
This right here.
Hold up.
Every single WhatsApp voice message you sent to people.
Listen now
you will you say nothing for 50 seconds. Well, entire minute, you'll say absolutely nothing. And then the last 5 seconds, you'll say exactly what you need to say concisely, exactly, perfectly, boom. And it's like the first minute is just a waste.
Funny. It's funny to me.
Oh, my God.
It's so
and
funny
you know what the worst thing? You know what the worst thing is?
No, but I want you to listen to me now.
Okay.
The thing is,
yeah.
is
yeah.
that when I start to waste your time like this, it makes me...
Happy. Happy?
Excuse me?
Happy?
I'm talking feel in control.
So stupid. And you know what the worst part is? Like, when you are trying to be serious, when you are trying to be serious in a voice message, all you hear is, he's like burping all over the flipping voice message, and that's all you hear.
It's always and because I've just eaten a
and
whole
it's
bunch
just
of
like,
food.
He's just like, yo, what's up, bro? And I'm just like,
I think it's like,
and he take then he takes a breath. He's always like, and then he's like. Dude, what is up with that? What is up with that? Anyway, listen, we
just
can't
guys,
get there.
Just
we don't, are done.
Don't talk to me on WhatsApp, bro.
We are done.
If that is a main communication for you, I apologize, but
I think from now
hold
on,
I'm
dude, from mother flipper. Okay, thanks guys for listening. I keep us in watching. One day you'll be watching us, but right now you're listening, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you much for
you
being
guys.
On this weird. Flipping thing show podcast with us. Yeah, go follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram and also at High and Dry Pod 1 on Twitter. And we'll check you all in the next one. Cheers.